Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
There was some very good, sound advice from our healthy, happy, functional listeners. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, we don't have a lot of those. I just like fighting other people's battles, and I like drama. Someone said, "You're toxic. When will you go away? I hate your face."
That's his family.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Patrique Simpson, Politude, Megan Weaver, Shane Douglas, and Snow White 90210. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm not even going to ask you why you always say his name. I don't know why you don't like me, Jeff.
He gets first billing.
I just don't get it.
He's just more popular. He's more famous. He gets top billing. I'm sorry, Paul.
You know what? Since he got that butt lift, or what is it, the Brazilian.
Brazilian butt lift. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's like.
And Shane and I were talking about your ass this morning, actually, and we were wondering.
Really?
Every morning.
Is it because it sticks out so far? Is that why the car hit you?
It's Maybe. Not that it sticks so. Out. It fills yeah. in his pants.
Yeah. If you had a flat ass, the car would have just driven right
Gone
by.
Gone right by
That's
me.
That's true.
Right.
Exactly.
I think it clipped your BBL.
It did.
And then it sent you flying over, and then you hit the
windshield.
The hood,
it did.
Right?
But thank God, because the BBL kind of saved me, because I, you know.
Yeah.
They
so,
say that
cushion
BBLs
for
are
the
dangerous.
Cushion.
Yeah, exactly. But.
There's so much fat in there. Like, they're just. It's
so
like,
it caused the accident, maybe. But then it also saved potentially him. Saved your life.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they said she was texting. Maybe she was looking at my ass.
Oh.
A lot
I
of
bet
people
she was
do
distracted.
That.
Taking a picture on
Where
Snapchat.
Did they take the fat from? Because you're not fat.
From my stomach.
So they got enough from your stomach to then put it in your ass.
Well, they carved and did a six-pack lipo sculpt
yes.
into my abs. So
Sweet.
I got rid of all of this, and I went from like a 33 waist to a 31 and a half.
Wow.
Just watch it on
and
season
then,
three.
Yeah, season three is coming out next
there.
Month.
Oh, season three of Gowning Out in Beverly
he
Hills.
He has yes. his liposuction on there.
And yes. that comes
it's
out in June.
Ab,
comes
ab
out in
something.
June about a week and a half after your show.
Great, yeah. great. Okay, that's season three.
Yep.
Now, is your ass like noticeably different after the BBL?
Oh yeah, I had a flat ass. I never really.
Okay, Jeff, he
I,
walks
all
around,
my jeans filled out, everything.
He walks around naked around the house, and he never did that before.
Oh,
he
well,
would
there
at least
you go. That's
wear
a sure
underwear,
fire sign.
And every mirror around the house, he's like. Back to the Versace walk. Oh, look at me. Look at me. And then turns around and, oh, look at
look,
me.
Here at Jeff Lewis Live, we are all about self-care, which is why I started the charity Chumps for Botox. But because of the pressure from the SiriusXM legal team, I'm going to change it to just charity for chumps, I think, where what I do is it's
CFC.
Basically... It's listener appreciation. So
I
what
like
happens
that.
Is we have over about 600 submissions now.
Yeah, thanks,
for,
guys.
For people
wow.
that would like different procedures.
Right.
And we're not.
It's
or
not
treatments.
All about the talks. It's
yeah, maybe a facial.
Microneedling.
Maybe,
you know what?
Yeah.
I know what you could do. I know how you could figure out who to give the Botox to.
Yeah.
Maybe give it to the ugly people first. Because I think they're
we
more
We don't have
needed.
Ugly listeners.
There's not
there's
a lot.
Some, there's some. There's
I'm going to be.
Honestly, if you look at the 600 submissions, there's.
Really?
Yes.
We have a very, very attractive audience.
Okay.
And I feel bad for people who work for actual charities. Like, it's very. I want to help everyone. Like, it's hard. Like I
it's
I
hard
can't
to choose.
I'm like you. Like I read all these stories. I'm like she needs talks. He needs talks. Like everyone deserves it.
Are they more women or are they more men?
More women.
What's the
but
what's
we do
the,
have men.
What's the most heartfelt story?
Oh, I have one.
We okay. pulled a few.
Wait,
oh.
which one's the craziest one? Like who wants a dick enlargement?
This is
That's
I think
a
really
good question.
Because they do injections.
Oh,
there.
I know all about it.
Oh, Justin Jedlicka.
Justin
honey.
Jedlicka.
Yeah.
Because we have a few, I think, very heartwarming Aww. Submissions. Shout out from Pittsburgh. I've been getting Botox, but in all honesty, I need some DSLs. My little white girl lips are not cutting it. $300 would pay for about half, and I would pay the rest. I'm a school counselor in the city, so I'm stressed, and I need help.
She's a school counselor. What is she going to do with those lips?
DSLs,
I got my
honey.
Lips done.
She's gonna,
I think it's good.
You did?
I mean, it's obvious
oh,
what
yeah.
she's going to do.
What she needs to do.
She's going
to
suck it.
Yeah. Well, she's going to suck the D.
Got an S yeah. and D.
So oh are we going to, we're going to send
my
her
lips.
A check.
Let me keep that.
Okay, we're going to send her a check. So I talked to my accountant
oh
yesterday and right now, and you know, without any fundraising yet and without
this
any.
This is a great tax deduction. Though.
Without any donations,
oh.
I'm going to pledge $50,000 over the next 12 months to listeners.
Really?
I would pledge more, but my new Range Rover is coming in 90 days. I got to write that check.
Why does it take so long to get a car?
Because I have the new body stuff, 2023.
Our Mercedes was on the boat forever until it finally came in last week.
Well, because it got stopped at the border somewhere.
But this charity is blowing up. I mean, it's...
Did you open up a 501c3 already?
Did Travis do that?
Yeah.
But, I mean, this Chumps for Charity is going to be synonymous with very big charities out there, like Make-A-Wish.
I think
American Red Cross, Salvation Army.
Project Angel Food.
St. Doctors Jude's. Without Borders. Heathers for Heathers.
Yep. Yeah.
So
there's
it's
a lot.
Right. So with over 600, I mean, look, people have referred to me as the White Oprah.
I love it.
And
the big give.
Although you said recently.
Well, I pointed out.
Well, you are a giver.
The big give.
big gay White Oprah.
Well, Oprah wouldn't throw Gail under the bus the way you throw Doug Budin, Megan, Alyssa and Jameson, sometimes. Oh.
Pretty
Shane,
much everyone I know.
Andrew Freund.
Yep.
Oh, wait, that was me.
Oprah's, you know, she wasn't always perfect, I'm sure.
I think she's pretty perfect. I mean,
by the way, one of our recipients has sent me, she said, listening to yesterday's show, I'm so flattered that you complimented my before and after photos. Please tell Jim Thompson that your charity is changing lives. His legal team is impeding your right to help others. I went from being called ma'am to miss with my new face.
Ooh.
Botox changes lives. Jeff Lewis changes lives.
Love it.
That's what the charity should be called. Jeff Lewis changes lives.
That's the podcast.
Love it.
I'm
a late in life lesbian. Look, you got me at late in life lesbian.
Yeah,
100%.
Looking to date. Going to be a grandma in 6 months. I need to look hot for first pics with grandbaby. Send money to Lisa.
That's true.
Yep.
I love it.
Keep them short and sweet.
Yeah. My email. Did you not send them an email about me?
If they want lips, they get the, it's called a lip flip.
The lip
flip.
That's what I need.
Botox in the lip. I do it all the time.
You do?
It brings the lip up.
Okay. You already have a jaw problem, so you're fine.
I don't have DSLs. I don't need any DSLs.
Okay, so here's Heather. I'll cut straight to the point. I'm a hardworking executive assistant at a resort in California. She's a Heather. I like that.
Uh-huh.
I'm 36 and have to have these fucking ugly bangs to cover up my fucking deep wrinkles on my fucking forehead. I feel too selfish to spend money when there are so many bills to pay. But honestly, I need to be hot again. I'm the perfect candidate for this charity to represent the hot listeners of Jeff Lewis Live proudly.
Wait, do you have judges? Honey. You need to,
right,
you need to have some.
Heather gets money.
You need to have some
pictures?
Judges for us to be able
pictures?
To like,
yeah. Okay,
you know,
okay.
Look at all their attributes. You know, I judge Miss USA and stuff like that. So I could really be a great asset.
You know what? We have
charity.
Some board member positions open at the charity for Chumps.
I love that.
And also, I see this getting even bigger. Like, I'm thinking maybe a Christian theme park.
Well, Christian theme park?
Yes, for Chumps.
Like,
what's that guy's
what
name?
World would that exist in?
Well, it would be for Chumps. So it's for you know, people that have sinned a lot. Mm-hmm.
Is it a reform
We don't really
camp?
Pray. We don't go to church. We sin a lot. We kind of feel guilty.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I know.
Do you get on your knees?
I thought it was going to be like Christian Dior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's a Christian theme park.
I think this is a terrible idea.
Oh, you
no,
do?
It's
yeah,
not.
I don't even know how you even thought of this.
Tammy Faye Baker had
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I got inspired. But we're not going to use donations to pay for my affairs. Oh. I've got a whole other fund for that.
Okay, good.
Right. Yeah.
So many funds going around. A
lot of funds.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You're going to make the economy of America great again.
Oh, God.
You're stimulating this.
You're stimulating everybody.
Oh, fuck. Okay, so Tim Johnson's calling my cell phone. Oh, shit. Here.
Is Jim Thompson.
Jim Thompson's calling my cell phone. He just
Who's
told me
that?
To stop. Is
the
that
boss?
Him? I don't think that's him, but you just take the call. Yeah.
No, that's not him.
Okay, we just hold
you
on.
Put your glasses
he's
on.
He's called me three times. So just, I don't know why he's calling my cell phone.
Wait, Jeff, it's under spam risk?
No, do you want me to answer it? Should I answer?
No, Shane will handle it.
Hello?
Is he calling now?
Uh-oh. Hi, you've reached Jeff's office.
What are you doing? I'm calling Jeff. I know he's on the radio. What are you doing, saying?
I'm sorry. I don't have him right now.
No, you do have him. He's sitting next to you in the radio.
Jeff's
studio.
Not. I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm listening live, saying.
Have a great day, sweetie. I'll put it on his to-do list.
No. Do not hang up.
Okay, we'll get to you later. Thank you so much.
He's so negative.
Does he not know you've got very VIP guests here today?
Oh my God, he's calling again. He's fucking relentless.
That's so insulting.
That's rude.
You must be in a lot of trouble.
I said we'd call him back.
Yeah.
You must be in a lot of trouble.
You're a creative person. He's so toxic.
And it just I wouldn't it stunts, answer the phone to people
it
like
stunts
you.
My creativity.
You can't talk about your boss like this.
How is he a boss when he's not being supportive, when he's not having compassion towards his plight?
His charity.
His charity. He's trying to help people.
He probably
should.
Put it on do not disturb.
Does he get Botox?
Jim?
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure he does. Yeah.
So I think,
sure
I think everyone else
wait, is
he's
married?
A hypocrite. Yeah, he is.
Well, his wife probably needs some.
Oh, God.
He
no,
has
why
a husband,
put him on
sweetie.
The
li- oh.
Mm-hmm. We're
then
doing,
you definitely know they've been getting Botox.
We're doing God's work here. And I can't let people like Jim stand in my way.
Right.
I don't even know why he's calling.
I don't
me
know.
Either.
He just,
it's
I know.
Just, it's, you know, how are you supposed to do your job that he wants you to be able to do here if he keeps interrupting your job? Like, your process has to continue.
Well, I think he wants him to stop talking about.
Well, if he stops talking,
charity.
Then what's the radio show going
to
do?
I think he wants you to move on.
Paul's all about the creative process.
Yeah, yeah, you have mm-hmm. to, like, allow him to be able to vent, to be able to feel good.
The,
he's
the
making
principal
a
wouldn't
difference
walk in.
In people's
I do
lives.
Think we might need a plan here, though. Okay, so if I were to get suspended, yeah. I think the way that we fight back is our listeners would need to suspend their subscription to the app,
make
right?
A statement.
Well,
make
we
a
can,
statement and
I
say,
get,
we'll reinstate our subscription when you put Jeff Lewis back on the air.
I can get all the teachers to come pick it in front. We'll go on strike.
Oh, that's a great
what
idea.
If we
oh, we
storm
can pick
the
it
building?
Front.
There we go.
We can go picketing.
No. The only thing is well, that seriously. There's no parking. It's so early.
Oh, no. No, we Uber. Yeah.
Well, no,
Uber.
But we'd want to do it in the headquarters.
You got
to
do it in front
New
of
York,
Sirius. Oh, New York?
Yeah.
Well, let's go
it
to
seems like a lot.
That'd
it's
be
down
a fun
the street.
Trip.
They can all walk from Fairfax and do like a...
I'd like a free trip to New York.
Oh.
Let's
oh my
go
God!
Storm
wait a minute.
Sirius XM there.
Is your billboard
trains
really
aren't
gonna
safe?
Be,
I don't know.
Is
yes.
your billboard really going to be at Fairfax? Like seriously?
Right.
Honestly, I know
can't
where
get
your,
away from your.
I know where
ass.
Your classroom is.
In the same
and
fucking
I,
place, I got run over by a car.
Well,
there's a
duh.
Mission. This man.
It's good luck.
He's a stalker. Like he's doing. Like this is.
Can you see the billboard from your classroom?
The same place.
Yes. How could I? Okay, so I'm at Amazon first, and you chase me down at Amazon. I go to Fairfax. You put a hit out on my husband, well, really me, and then it happened
I know,
to be
it was
my
meant
husband's
for you.
Ass, and then he gets hit, and then you want to bring your big, giant ass and put it in front of my face so that when I leave the house, I see your ass every morning, and then yes. I have to see it in a big billboard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you really see the billboard from your
yes, classroom? Yes, because I have yes. a window to
what about
the street.
Alma and Mr. Beagler? Can they see it?
They can.
Dr. T, Alma, Mr. Beagler, their office is right there. They're going to have to look at you
the
all
The Tom
day.
Cruise billboard is there
I
now,
love
and
Mr.
somebody
Beagler.
Drew a dick on it.
No.
I knew morning. It. I knew that's going to fucking happen
to
me.
On the Top Gun billboard, they drew a dick on it.
But that's okay.
No. Tom Cruise got a dick. You're,
definitely getting a dick.
No, oh, yeah. No, he's not going to get a dick because I'm going to have a field trip. I'm taking my entire fashion students across the street to the billboard.
Yes.
And what are you going to do to
it's
it?
A color?
It's a surprise.
Okay.
Monroe's invited.
You're gonna have them, she would love that. You're going to have them deface it. There's a lot of people actually would join you for that.
We're not going to deface it. We're just going to enhance it.
They're going to embellish it. Embellish.
Now, what's happening? So the hit woman that I hired that was supposed to kill Paul.
Yes.
Who hit your BBL.
Yeah.
What's happening to her? Has she been prosecuted yet?
No, they're dealing with all of that. The
oh
lawyers
my God,
are handling
I did
all
get
of
a,
that.
No.
I'd like to hear her side of the story. Would she come on the show?
Oh, she probably wants Botox because remember what she looked like.
She was one of our submissions.
She needs a makeover.
She needs a weight training coach. She needs Botox.
She needs good hair.
Hairstylist.
Yeah, she doesn't even have good hair.
She needs everything.
Like she's a frizzy
and
mess.
A stylist. What the hell is she wearing?
Yeah. That sucks that the girl that hit you was not
hot.
Cute.
I know.
Yeah,
because then we would have some sympathy for her, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I
mean, she can't even be on your list for Botox because she's not even a pretty one to start with.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Help her.
Yeah,
so let's show her some mercy.
Off the list.
She can go down the street.
She has insurance, right? She has insurance.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah,
okay,
she
so you're going after her insurance company, not her personally?
Yes.
So we're not
right
taking
now,
her house.
If her insurance is not enough, I'm going after her for everything.
She lives in an apartment. She doesn't have anything.
Her retirement.
How do you know she doesn't own the apartment building?
Okay.
Retirement? I don't
trust
care what
fund.
She's got.
I think the problem is that she kept driving.
Yeah.
If she had stopped and showed some remorse and
agreed.
Maybe a fake cry.
I mean, I can't even blame you now because I would have said, oh, it must have been your billboard that was such a distraction. Because you know your billboard is going to be facing L.A.
There's going to be a lot of car accidents.
You know, our billboard was on Olympic, but it was on the way to Beverly Hills. It was right at La Cienega. Yours, on the other hand, is in L.A. proper. I'm not sure. You know, and it's people leaving Beverly Hills. So we're like, yeah, keep going. See Jeff Lewis on the way out.
Amazing.
Ours was...
babe.
Paul, come to Paula too.
Babe.
On the way into Beverly Hills.
Our show is Prime Video. His is Freevee. That's a little different.
Oh, did you get Sunset and Doheny?
What's that?
Did you get Sunset and Doheny? Or how about the Beverly Center? Did you get that?
Did you?
Listen, yes. Those corners are mine. I don't need a billboard. I should. Oh, by the way, you know what, Shane? You really need to come over. I can show you how to twerk.
I do need
Yes.
We can teach you how to twerk.
I showed Paul and Patrick.
I make bucks.
I believe
Shane's
that.
Video. But how? You said he danced like a white boy.
Oh my God, that's how my husband danced.
But you know he is a white boy.
No
shout out white boys.
Yes.
I mean, I would expect a white boy to dance like a white boy.
Hello.
Yeah, but you need to have some rhythm, baby.
He does have rhythm.
I'm really not bad.
He does have
you
rhythm.
You dance very well.
He
you just need
to
do a death drop or a twerk to win next year.
And play with your nipples on stage.
No.
I think that's a great idea.
Because
that's something
won.
No one played with their nipples.
Right.
Can I show you a move that you could just like really like?
Oh, wow.
Oh.
He's like, winding it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
That's like a lap dance.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How do you think I keep my husband?
Oh, so you guys are having sex again? Because I know you couldn't for a while after the accident.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. So
we
it's working.
We had to do it yesterday and
a lot.
Today.
Yeah.
This morning. That's why I have a glow.
Aww. An Asian glow.
All right. People want to know where we are with the Venetian. I think they are, at this point, we really promoted them. And I think a lot of chumps now, when they go to Vegas, they're going to stay at the Venetian.
I love the Venetian. It's a great hotel, but it's not a Bellagio.
Oh, I think the Venetian Palazzo is an amazing resort property.
Well, for people that have never been to the real Venice, I guess maybe it could be. But if you've been to Venice, it's a whole different story.
Okay, but they are. I think they're considering doing a Doug Buden suite.
It's kind of like a fake
Venice. Oh, that's sweet.
My God. That would be booked 24/7.
Okay, just stop. Come on.
What
does
that
suite
include?
Who would want to go there?
Stop. Nope.
Gallon of loop?
Nope.
Gallon of loop with a pump.
Wait, what's the room number?
Nope.
Oh, I don't
That's
know.
A good question.
It should have 6'9" in it somewhere.
Okay.
And then,
but it's probably on the lower floors, depending on the inches.
Oh, we're on 35, honey.
Oh.
It would be better if you didn't need a key card to get in.
Right.
And then
Direct
I think there
access.
Should be free access to all the porn channels.
Yeah. Okay, I thought we were going to let this
There should
die.
Be an ATM
So wait a minute. Why wouldn't you leave a key card at the concierge for somebody to come pick up for you and you have to wait for them? I've never heard of such a thing. My guests always arrive and come to my room. They're actually escorted to my room.
That's true.
Oh, wow. Okay, I didn't know that.
But there's yeah. you, so you want... and then there's Doug.
Oh, I Big guess difference. That's the difference.
I don't think they need a police escort to the
Not
room.
Not a police escort. The hotel
An escort. Escort.
Escort.
A real escort.
They have hotel escorts. They're always hanging out at the bar.
There should be ring lights for filming.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, the auditions. Megan.
Auditions, Megan. Right?
I don't know.
Megan's
I'm
so quiet.
Out of this
she's
conversation.
Like, she's
we should
like,
have playlists.
What to do.
We should also have playlists, I think. Mm-hmm. Like sex playlists. What do you have? You have makeout playlist, Jameson, and then you have your actual sex playlist.
Right. There is makeout, and then there's sex. There's also like a small breakup one.
There should
there's
be a massage sleeping. Playlist. And then do you guys have playlists at all? Like when you had sex this morning and last night?
Yes.
Do we?
You have sex to music?
Yeah.
Do. What kind of
you always put on EDM. You
oh,
love
yeah,
freaking
I do.
EDM.
I
love
it.
It's a crazy party.
Yes.
When we have sex, it's EDM.
House,
yes. Always.
You know?
Okay.
Megan, if he gets arrested, if he gets arrested, he doesn't have my number. So when he calls you,
yes.
Yeah, don't answer.
Okay. I also want to mention... If I get suspended, we know what to do. If I get fired, go to @JLJeffLewis, and we'll have information to direct you to my new podcast.
To your Patreon.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay, great. It's time for another installment of Jeff Lewis Live
Wait,
Idol.
Did he invite us to the last show? What the fuck?
What show?
Yeah.
This is the last
this
show
is the last
today?
Show.
Yes.
On Friday?
All right.
Going out with a bang.
This is Jeff Lewis Live Idol. Here we go.
This is the stage where ordinary people become superstars. Our undefeated champion, Shane Douglas, is back after a very recent and very public scandal. Can he redeem his soiled reputation after this personal and professional setback? Good luck, Shane. America and Canada are rooting for you.
Thank God for Doug Buden. When a questionable video of me dancing shirtless in a Las Vegas gay bar was surreptitiously posted on the internet late last week, I thought surely my life was over. How am I ever going to be taken seriously when I'm trying to be profesh? I've been fighting rumors that I'm just a pretty face with no brains for ages, and I thought that this was going to do me in. I want to thank the Venetian Las Vegas and the state of Nevada for creating a scandal so much larger and way more salacious that mine just kind of went away. I'm ready to separate myself from the drama and embrace my reality. This one is for everyone who said I was too gay to be Jeff's assistant. Well, no one ever said that, but just like too gay in general.
They called me fag. No, I'm the one with the bag. They called me bitch. Now look who's famous and rich. They threw their stones, and now they're begging for loans. They threw their sticks, and now they're riding my dick. They call me fag. Now I'm the one with the bag. They call me bitch. Now look who's famous and rich. They threw their stones, and now they're begging for loans. They threw their sticks, and now they're riding my dick. They call me sissy, they call me prissy, they call me missy when I'm strutting with my limpy wristy. My haters busy, throwing a hissy, no pots of pissy while I'm chilling with my millie on the Forbes listy. Breakfast at Tiffy, their ass kissy, they washy wishy boo boo kitty. With their bullshit, tell them they can miss me. My haters dizzy, my money Disney, Maguire Lizzie, so don't roll up through my hizzy, I'm through like a frisbee. They call me fag, no, I'm the one with the bag. They call me bitch, now look who's famous and rich. They threw their stones, and now they're begging for loans. They threw their sticks, and now they're riding my dick.
Wow, great job, Shay. Fantastic.
Oh my God. Yes. That's going to be the best twerking music ever.
Even Snow White got up for that.
Yes. She woke up. Ovation. I thought she was dead.
That was great.
All right, we're going to take you brought her back to life. We're going to take a quick break. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. You probably know me from TV, or maybe you read my best-selling book and tried one of my amazing cocktails, or maybe you saw me on Broadway. What I can say is following dreams is kind of my thing. But of all the things I'm lucky enough to get to do, the thing that I get asked about the most are my shoes. What's my secret? DSW. DSW is the best place to get all the shoes you need from brands you love. Trust me, I'm obsessed. In fact, I love DSW so much, I've teamed up with them to create a collection of shoes from must-have sandals to super cool sneakers that are guaranteed to get compliments. Because if I've learned anything, it's that if you've got big dreams to follow, you're gonna need some really great shoes. Find the shoes of your dreams when you shop my new collection now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta, because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members, because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
We are back with Gown and Out, star Snow White 90210. If you've missed any portion
You're
of today's show,
bitch.
You can listen anytime on the SiriusXM app. Monday, Mercedes Javid and Andrew Freund will be here. Tuesday, Lala Kent and Josh Flagg. Wednesday, Megan Weaver and Doug Buden. Thursday, Stuart O'Keefe and Jen Green. Friday, what is the, he's a new comedian.
Zach Towers.
Zach, no, we've got someone new coming in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fresh blood.
He's
new
funny.
Meat.
I saw a couple, I saw him, was it on YouTube? What do we see?
Yeah, on like a Comedy Central on YouTube. He was just did a thing with Fortune. He seems funny.
Has he heard your radio show before?
Let's hope not.
I promise that.
Let's hope not. I'm sure he'll cancel after today.
Oh, is this like Tinkle?
What I was thinking at the break?
Tinks.
Tinkle?
Oh, Tinks. Tinks.
Who is that? It just keeps canceling on you and you're so pissed off.
I know, and I saw her the other day, and we waved to each other, but it was like a fake wave. Oh, I've never even looked at her, but I walked because she was in the studio next, and I was like, oh. And she waved back. Yeah, it's,
you're like Johnny Depp, no eye contact anymore.
Speaking just of like Johnny Depp, Amber Heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My kids hate the girl.
Okay, so I hadn't had a drink for 6 days. I also was not eating. I went last night to the Monroe's New School Carnival fundraiser.
Oh, fun.
I hung out in the adult lounge. I had 2 margaritas on an empty stomach. I was a bit buzzed.
With the other parents?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And I immediately always gravitate towards the craziest people in the room.
Of course.
And so I've met 2 best friends already. One of which is so fucking funny. And I was talking to her, and I said, oh, so, you know, who's watching your kids? And she's like, I don't know, some other parent. And then we start talking, that's and funny. She's like, I'm like, oh, you married? She's like, yeah, that's my husband behind me, the black vest.
Oh, she's my like, God, from 1975? Who wears a vest?
She's so funny. No, it was cute. It was like a puffy, whatever, black vest. Oh. So she goes, yeah, she goes, I had to go in my car today to do therapy. He never fucking leaves the house. And she was really funny. And I'm like, what does he do? She's like, I don't fucking know. He's in the music business. I don't know what he does. I go, what do you do? She's like, not much.
So she's going to be your new best friend. Yeah. For sure.
She's absolutely my fucking new best friend. I loved her so much. And I'm like, oh, she's like, I don't do much. She goes, my dad's wealthy. And then she told me, and their Sam. Family, and I'm not going to mention the company name, but it's a big company.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
She's the Catherine Hall in Bad Moms.
Oh, I thought I was the Catherine Hall in Bad Moms.
Well, that's why I want you two to meet.
Oh, God.
Because you're going to
We're going to burn the house down.
You're going to love her.
Okay, good.
She's a mess.
You may give each other some pointers.
That's true.
Okay, but I have to tell you, I met a lot of moms last night. And this one woman put me in a very uncomfortable position. Uh-huh. And I'm a moron, because what I should be saying, nice to see you. But
nice
what I do is nice to meet you.
No, you can't do
so
that.
So I really fucked up because
Why,
I walked.
You're not allowed to say
no,
because
he met her before and he didn't
I met her
remember.
Before. So.
Like I tell you.
I know. And I, you know, when I walked up, my computer keeps going down, by the way. When I walked up to her, she did look familiar, and I should have said nice to see you. But I was like, hi, I'm Jeff. Nice to meet you.
Oh, God.
And
oh,
then,
no.
Okay, what I would have done is, oh, no, you know, I met you,
yeah,
you know, blah, blah,
blah. Yeah, of
course. Blah. I'm disappointed that you don't remember me.
Oh, no.
She must have not made an impression.
I was like, oh, gut punch. And I'm like, I'm sorry. She goes, our kids are at the same preschool. I've met you before.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
but the way
she, know
she
you never
said it,
that's
it really,
a weird thing to say.
It really put me, I mean, I
it's
really.
It's like a guilt trip.
It was.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And you don't know it. You don't owe her. You don't know her. That's like a bizarre thing to say.
I meet a lot of people, and you know, I should have said nice to see you, but I don't know. Oh, by the way, good news. Gage and I got along great. Now, he tried to get out of it.
That's amazing.
He tried to get out of it because he's like, I heard you've been sick. And I said, yeah, I mean, I've definitely had a fever.
Wait, how did he say it, though?
He's like,
I heard you've been sick.
I mean, it was a text. He's like, I've heard you've been sick. I'm only had a fever for like 6 days. And he goes, maybe I should just drive in a different car with him. I said, no, I'll pick you up. I'll sit in the front.
Well, see, that's
I'll
sweet.
Put the window down, whatever. So he and I think why we got along so well is because every step we took, we met a new person. So there was always someone
like
there.
We were a buffer.
We were never alone. So we actually just kind of made our way through the carnival. We met all these people. We met all the administrators. Okay, but the point of 2 margaritas, empty stomach, a little bit buzzed. So we met the head of the school.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And then she starts talking about, like, expansion and, like, the improvements they want to make to the school. What's
wrong
with you?
Did you write a check?
I'm uncomfortable for some reason. My glasses, my eyelashes, my headset sitting funny on my ponytail, and I'm just adjusting.
Why don't we all take a break until Megan feels
Well, do you need your glasses right now?
I do. Keep going.
Okay, so we start talking about, you know,
my
the different improvements
on and, on.
And the different mine too, yes. And the different improvements they want to do to the lower school, which because Monroe's going into kindergarten.
Oh, that's very nice.
So we start talking about the money and how much money they need, and I said, oh, you know, I would be open to doing like a fundraising dinner, and I'm thinking, okay, best case scenario, if I have enough people there, I could raise $50,000. Yeah. So she's like,
don't look at me.
She's like, we need $15 million.
Oh, my God.
Oh, chump change.
What are you fucking building for $15 million?
Oh, my God.
A 70-story office building? So she's walked away, and I just was like chatting, and Gage is like, she goes, we're going to go to certain families. We're going to go to a few families, whatever.
Yeah.
So she walked away, and Gage is like, I think you just donated $1 million. I'm like, what? No, I fucking didn't.
We need another.
He's like, yeah, she's like counting on your support. I'm like, $1 million over the next 50 fucking years, maybe.
No.
I said, but not, no. I'm like, no, I didn't.
You need another fundraising.
So I'm just going to write the check. School. It's going to bounce. And then I'll just tell her, I'm like, oh, there's something going wrong with the bank. Like,
the money's on the way.
Put it through again.
Shane forgot to deposit the money.
The wire is on the way.
But yeah, I'm a little concerned.
Do you even know how many zeros are in a million?
No.
Exactly. Let me go,
I've got my calculator right here.
Just write it. Do what I did. Just say you're going to write the check.
Yeah.
Send the envelope.
Oh,
don't put
the check in it.
Don't sign the check.
Forget to sign it, yes.
I just won't sign it. Okay, so first I'll forget the check entirely.
Yes.
Then I'll forget to sign the check.
Yes.
Then the check will bounce, and I'll tell him to put it through. And then I'll tell him to put it through again.
Yes.
And by then, hopefully we can get Monroe into another school.
Do you realize
she'll graduate.
I put the check in the envelope this time, and I said, please have this check mailed with the check in the envelope with the stamp on it.
Because he still doesn't do ACH. I'm like, why aren't we just paying it online?
It's 2022.
Hello?
Yeah, a while. Yeah.
Can't go to a fundraiser inebriated.
Okay.
Under any circumstances.
Wait, but you know what you could do? You could write the 1 million in numbers, but on the bottom where you have to write out the, you know, how many.
Oh, right.
Write $1,000,000.
Oh, you forgot the $1 million.
They have to do $1.
She's going to be so disappointed when she gets my $2,500 check.
Yeah. Womp,
womp. Oh, God.
Well, Shane has promising new journeys with the singing and the twerking, so maybe he could pitch in.
I'll go on tour.
By the way, I know I'm supposed to drop it, but I hope Doug goes to Chino.
What's in Chino?
Prison.
Oh,
because
God.
I want to visit Betty Broderick.
Two for one.
You've got friends there?
I love Betty Broderick.
Yeah, why? I was trying to like do work, and he was watching Betty's interview on Oprah.
I was watching yesterday.
And, like,
I'm obsessed
from, like,
with Betty. I can't let it go.
Focus?
I'm so obsessed with the story. I'm just Team
you
Betty.
You should just write her a letter.
I think he emotionally and verbally abused her. Like, and by the way, when she found out, when did she burn his clothes?
I don't know. A few years, like years in after the
affair. I know. She went to, he's assuring her he's not having an affair with his assistant.
Well,
right?
You know he is then at that point.
So she goes, it's his birthday. So she gets together like champagne and little food.
Oh, my
she
God.
Goes to his office at like 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. And this the receptionist says, oh, he left with Linda for lunch and they haven't come back yet.
Oh, my God.
So she goes home. And she puts all of his clothes in the backyard in a big pile and
burns
them. Now, I just ordered a new barbecue because Stu wants to cook on Memorial Day.
Oh.
And you guys are invited. I invited you this morning. And I swear to God, if he fucks up again, because I have a lot of clothes at my house.
I drink I can
t-shirts. Like, I have his trainers. I have his togs. I'm going to put them all in that fucking barbecue, and I'm going to burn them.
I mean,
Betty's inspiring.
That sounds like he's such a turd. Just a turd.
By the way, did you guys watch Beverly Hills, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills this week?
Yes.
Okay, there's something that I picked up. Uh-oh. So
Lisa Rinna's rips.
Lisa Rinna. Why does she keep wearing glasses? She got her eyes done?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, she wears.
Okay, but that's not what I picked up. So, Harry Hamlin's dinner.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Kyle walks in.
Yeah.
And Lisa hugs her and says, you smell so good.
Yeah.
And Kyle says, Baccarat. Bitch, I've told my listeners a year and a half ago about Baccarat. Monroe's had Baccarat since she's been 4.
Yeah.
Kyle's so poor.
Oh.
If she listened to Jeff Lewis Live, she would have known about it a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
She, you know, it's okay. People, you know, sometimes they're not on the, you know, on the hit wagon. Yeah, they're not on trend.
They can't all be on.
I don't know. No. I love Sutton.
They can't
though.
All be fashion leaders
they
like
can.
You, Jeff.
No.
I
like
love
Monroe.
Sutton. I really do.
She's
I
standing up
love
America.
Sutton. She is putting her foot down this
yep,
season, man.
She sure
she's
is.
Saying, fuck you, and I'm doing it my way.
My favorite's always Kyle because she's a friend.
Yeah, I like Kyle.
By the way, SiriusXM, just to try to be like fucking difficult, they sent me an email yesterday that, well, apparently you're not feeling well because I just fucking mentioned that I had COVID. And they said, apparently you're not feeling well. If you want to go back in the studio tomorrow, you have to take another PCR test. I'm like, no problem.
Did they shove it up your nose? Or?
So I went and took another PCR test yesterday. And negative again. So I sent it over. I'm like, looks like I'm going back in the studio on Friday.
Stop going to Alvarado Street to get your PCR test.
You need to get it legitimate.
I don't
Shane, you've gotten great at doctoring those tests.
Oh, I'm real talented.
You realize if they ever catch you, you're going to probably go to jail with them.
Okay.
Wait, if you like that Broderick, why don't you watch
Betty?
Pam? No.
Pam? Oh, the thing about Pam. We met Renee Zellweger.
Can you get her on this show?
Oh, my God.
Because I know she'd love to do it.
Oh, Renee's
she's amazing.
I thought for sure that maybe, you know, because you're impression about different actresses and stuff, because I get so many coming into the boutique and sometimes they're not the character and you have to get to know them as a person, right? Because I'm dressing them. And then I see her and I'm like, oh my God, we're in love with each other.
She's so awesome.
We were talking to each other. I mean, she was like, turn around. I mean, we were just like doing sign language with each other. She's so amazing.
Is that how you felt when you met me for the first time?
It was another finger, yes. Read between the lines, my friend.
By the way, I can't say which restaurant, but Stu and I are going out to dinner tonight. So I made a reservation, I made a reservation at this place in Beverly Hills. Now, it's only a reservation for two. They required my credit card because they probably know that I'm sketchy.
Yeah. That's the new thing now. Yeah.
Because they probably figured they know I'm dodgy.
The money's
and so
on
they
the
took
way.
My. Right.
So you're going to Mastro's.
They probably heard from Monroe's school.
Yeah. She was like,
yeah, he pledges money like he's like Amber Heard and doesn't come through. Anyway, so they took my credit card. And then Stu says, hey, I really want to go to this restaurant I made a reservation for. I said, no problem. I'm going to cancel. But I think they're going to try to charge me.
Well, you can't cancel online.
Fee.
You have to call and they're not open.
So this is what we're going to do. You tell them.
Show up and check in and leave.
No, you tell them that I have COVID and unfortunately we have to cancel. Mm. And then if they say, show us the results, show them the real results that we have.
Oh my God,
Jeff,
you guys.
You were asked not to joke like that anymore. They literally don't believe that we're going to get tested. And we're spending all this money on these real tests.
I think it's a bunch of baloney.
Send them the real test.
I'll make a fake positive one.
So if they say, I'm sorry.
I'm positive.
If they say today, I'm sorry, we still have to charge the card, just say, okay, fine, we'll keep our reservation. We'll see you at 6 mm-hmm. with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Is there even any money in your card anymore after going to the fair yesterday?
I think there's like $150 left.
That's not going to cover your alcohol bill.
He has a gift card.
Do you want me to spot you at least like $20? I've got cash.
Would you? Because it'll at least get me out of the parking structure.
I'll give you cash. You get the valet the car.
Jim, I'm only trying to save you from yourself. I didn't have lines in my face before working with you. I wouldn't have needed Botox.
Most of your friends say the same thing.
But
don't
you see like the toxicity? It's a hostile workplace environment.
Because you're driving him bananas.
I'm going to go see Smelly in HR right after this.
I think he's trying to email you, but he's doing it in text because he really wants the Botox. He wants to be on the list.
Make sure you give that rest because there's all those tests we have, like the real ones, the fake ones. Make sure you give
them the right one.
Make sure you give them the correct one.
You think he's joking, Alyssa. He's probably not joking.
I know. That's why I specifically said on the phone yesterday, enough. It's not me anymore.
There has not been a positive test since December.
I don't believe you.
That's literally the truth.
No, there was a positive test because you guys said you had a false positive.
That's because I'm dumb.
So there was a positive test.
That's because I'm dumb.
We had one false positive out of six.
We're in Mexico.
I'm not buying this load of bullshit.
And I had to change the PDF to make it negative to get back into the country.
See, don't admit to that.
No. But then they wanted me to sleep with them in the same room. I said, how do you want a negative person to sleep with a positive person in the same room? I need another suite.
We got quarantined to the same room.
You guys are all a bunch of criminals.
I'm not going to do that.
All y'all.
But
I did. But we were in Mexico.
We're not the criminal.
They have an Alvarado Street everywhere.
I'm gonna shout out our attorney. She told me, change the PDF.
Yeah.
Shout.
No.
No. Wait. Wait a minute.
What?
Can you rewind tape?
Okay, you need to scrub that.
You got
to
bleep that out.
Scrub that.
I'm so sick of editing this fucking
show. I'm just kidding.
Every day. We are live.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, Shane. Why, since you have a date tonight, why don't you take that reservation if they're going to still charge my credit card?
No, because he and I have a plan, and he chose it, and he's excited, and I'm like, yeah, babe, sure.
Wait, where are you going?
Babe, you're already calling him babe?
I'm calling him love of my life.
Okay, you need to, like, slow it down.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, do not go and don't come in hot.
Yeah, he's got great teeth.
Don't tell him you, like, love him already.
He's so much hotter than you.
No, I wouldn't. I know. That's why I can't fuck this up. I never go out with guys.
But you're funny. You're funny. You're cute and funny.
I just have to bring
the
charm.
Don't seem too interested and stare at him too long.
I know.
No, Shane, seriously.
No. You take a Pepsi AC before you go.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
And
so
don't
much
fuck
going
him on the first date.
It's the second date.
Oh, then you can fuck him.
Oh, you get. Oh, my God. You're totally going to get some tonight. You're going to know if it's cut or uncut or what happened down there.
He's Latin. Okay. He's uncut.
Okay. All right. Oh, this God. Is getting in hand. Okay. we are going to give away one more check,
I
right?
Love this
we're
going
to do. Because. Travis said we
Jeff,
could do $1,200.
What about me? I need help.
Not
too.
Here.
Oh, my
what?
God.
Not one more check here. What are you talking about?
No, we're talking about our charity privately. Like... Travis told me I could give away $1,200 this
year. I
weekend.
Need I'm it. Opening why a not me?
So, Leah.
Oh, I've, God.
I've, hi, Jeff, Shane, and Chumps. I've been with my boyfriend for 4.5 years and waiting for him to pop the question any day now. So I'm thinking a little glow up might inspire him. I'd be thrilled to send you before and after pics. Hopefully the afters will be wedding photos.
Oh.
Okay. You're all invited to the wedding in D.C. Open bar, of course. Jeff. Jeff, I'll be sure to have blue cheese stuffed olives for your martinis. Shane, you're my spirit animal. I used to also be a hoe before I found my boyfriend. And I have a couple cute cousins and friends for you to make out with.
Hey, cousin.
Doug, yeah. I'm Jewish, so there'll be plenty of food to kibitz over. Megan, you and Ben can drunkenly sway to oldies rock music on mushrooms and post as many identical videos as you want. Jameson, please bring your own hopes and dreams, but please leave your improv group at home. Alyssa, I'm so sorry you couldn't make it since you took that day off.
That's for the win. DC's too far anyway.
All right, Leah gets money too.
No,
oh,
Leah gets money.
You know what?
I love her. She's not engaged, and the subject line is wedding invitation.
Okay, I'll tell Leah. I'm going to tell Leah that if she does get engaged, Paul's going to make her wedding dress.
Oh, there wow.
We're sponsoring.
Oh my God.
I was trying to get the Botox. Now you're pimping me out?
It's hours of work.
That's very generous.
We're going to make her
Paul.
Wedding dress.
Wow.
And
Paul
also
too.
The name of your attorney again, if anyone knows.
No,
shut up.
No.
Okay, all right. We could take calls, but let's not.
Yeah. We've got a lot to chat about.
Let's not.
Let's just get more trouble.
Wait, do you want to talk to your boss? Because
I'm texting him right now. He said, I think when I said I was giving out the fourth check, that's when it kind of sent him over the edge. Yeah. Wrote in caps, no, you're not. Seriously, you cannot do unsanctioned giveaways or charity on the air, period, in caps. Last time I'm telling you this.
Okay. Now let's stop.
That
okay, so
serious.
We're just kidding. We were joking.
Okay.
Right?
You mean to tell me
it's
all the people that you said that they were supposed to be getting Botox are now going to look like they have a frown on their
face? I wrote all these submissions, all 600.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's like the positive tests.
Okay,
yes,
so remember.
All doctored.
Paul, you're not helping
busy.
Us, Paul.
Remember plan B and C.
Yes.
I'm suspended, you suspend.
Right.
I'm fired, you go to my Instagram and you find my new podcast.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
What do we call it?
Oh, it's a fun game.
Jeff Lewis has issues, perhaps?
No, that's copyrighted.
I think
copyrighted.
That's been taken.
Jeff Lewis got fired.
Oh, that's nice.
That's what I was
that's
thinking.
A good one.
Again.
That's again.
What I was thinking.
That's great.
Again.
Jeff Lewis fired.
Oh, I do want to mention, because I did have a flippant response yesterday. Heather.
What?
Heather was upset because there were a couple negative comments. And then, you know, in the past, people have been very nasty to guests and co-hosts. Aww. And so what I was trying to say to everyone is that I was trying to defend the people that I care about and protect the people I care about. And I'm trying to say, don't let these people ruin your day, because it's, you know, it's 20, 25 people out of hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah.
So, but I do want to clarify, I really appreciate the positive, supportive comments. And the people that DM me, it's different, because the people that DM me, I have a relationship with. I have friendships with. So I'm not talking about you, and I'm not talking about the positive, supportive comments. I'm talking about the fucking trolls, right?
Oh. Yeah.
So those are the people that don't have jobs, and those are the people that are probably ugly.
Thank God I don't read.
So
yeah, I think people were upset that you were saying people who post on your feed, and that's not what you meant.
No, that's why I wanted to be very clear. I appreciate the positive and support.
Right.
The supportive
or even
comments.
People who give constructive criticism who know the show. There's people who don't even
know
the
us.
Show who
and
just comment stupid shit.
I actually solicit opinions and advice.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people that have been very supportive and very extremely helpful to me. So that I'm not talking about you. And so you have to understand, like, I'm used to all of this. Like, nothing phases me. But if you're a new guest and you get trolled, like, it really affects them.
Why are you looking at me
Why?
When you say that?
Because you're probably going to get trolled today.
Oh, my God.
You know what? We really don't really get trolled. I have to say, I'll say, when my mother died a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that.
Thank you. She's watching.
Yeah, of course.
I had so many of the listeners that reached out to me on DMs, and that
That's
was
nice.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they're
there's
good
a
people.
Lot of really,
really
lovely,
nice,
people.
Genuine
yes,
people.
Very true.
Very cool.
But then there's some real nasty, you know.
Well, there's like a bad apple in a bunch. You know what I
right,
mean?
Of course.
But then I also want to, you know, point out that those people that somehow think they have an effect on who is on the show or who's not on the show, because they comment every day about, I don't like this person, bring back this person. You have no effect on
no
who
power.
I choose to book
right.
for this show.
Right.
And I like people with differing viewpoints
sure.
and opinions. And I'm going to continue to have those people on, and you have no effect on me whatsoever.
How does he keep looking at me going, you have no effect on me?
Because he's across
Why
from
you.
You? What do you mean?
Because you're right across from me. I'm looking at the dog. And I'm wondering, is she breathing?
But you
she
do
is.
Pay attention. You do pay attention when people have positive
I have
about your
a lot
hosts.
Of friends on Instagram
yeah.
and that
yeah.
I've actually become friends with and
yeah.
seen, you know. It,
right.
I'm not talking about you.
Right.
I'm talking about the negative people that comment. Those people don't even slide into my DMs. Those people just
comment
on their
picture. Nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Attention.
Yeah.
So those are the people. And, you know, my default is always, you know, you have no job.
But they're listening.
Because right. they probably
it's
don't.
A great insult.
That's true.
They're listening,
they're
right?
They're probably sure on unemployment. Are.
Yeah, but you
well,
know what? You
my dad always my dad always said, no matter who, it doesn't matter what the fuck they say about you, as long as they're talking about you.
That's true.
No, oh, I think it's important that everybody has a voice and they're able
yeah.
to be able to share it. And there's multiple platforms for them to be able to do it on.
Exactly.
Do we have time for a call?
2 minutes.
Okay, Chris in Wisconsin. Good morning. Hey, Chris.
Hi.
How are you? Did you just wake up?
Sorry.
Wisconsin?
Where's Wisconsin?
They're 2 hours ahead of
no,
us.
I'm... Oh, my God. Where's... it's kind of by Chicago.
Oh.
Chris, are you at work?
Does she
or
know
mom?
Where she is?
I'm at work. I'm at work.
Okay.
I just want you to know, I love you guys so much. I need Botox twice as much as I did a week ago because you're stressing me out that you're going to lose this. I can't live without
She's the
show.
Worried you're going to get fired.
Did Please. You send a submission?
Please. I just did earlier today, yes.
Okay, good.
A few
we'll
ago.
Look out for you.
Yeah.
Send it before after.
Okay, that
before
would
picture.
Be great. Please. So if that,
where
if that
do you work?
Inspires you to, I mean,
Chris, where do you work?
I work at a big office building.
Okay, so nobody
accounting.
Sees you. So they just think you're on a work call.
Nice.
Right, exactly.
Right. Okay.
We won't
Absolutely.
Tell.
Your customer.
Wait, is Wisconsin the cheese capital?
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, don't
they
worry
have
about
the
it.
Cheese
Chris, thank you
great.
So much for worrying about us. Don't worry. All I need is a season 2 of Hollywood Houselift, and we're good.
And a podcast.
And a podcast. We'll be yeah. fine. We're going to be fine, Chris.
Don't
We're going to make it through this. Love you, Chris. Have a great weekend.
We
okay, Patrick Pulse, Snow White 90210. Always great to see you. I know you're looking forward to those billboards on Ogden and Melrose.
I can't wait to you know what.
all right, we'll be back on Monday with Mercedes Javid and Andrew Foreign. Have a great weekend, everybody. Shane, have fun on your date.
Yes, good luck.
Happy yes. weekend.
I got it.
It's going to be more than fun, my friend.
No.
At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.